So we have a vignette here, 55-year-old woman with a 20-pound weight loss the past couple of months. She's got pallor, reflective of anemia. She's got a palpable spleen tip that's splenomegaly. Hemoglobin's low at 10 grams per deciliter. Normal range is 12 to 17.5 grams per deciliter. We can make an argument if she's postmenopausal that it should be 13 to 17.5, but either way, we're not going to lose sleep over it. 10 is low. Hematocrit's 26%. Normal range should be 42 plus or minus 5 in women, but in general, 40s or upper 30s, 26 is low. Leukocyte count 5,000 per microliter, normal range 4 to 11,000. So leukocyte count, normal range. Aspiration of the bone marrow yields a dry tap. This is very, very buzzy, okay, for myelofibrosis, which is our diagnosis. USMLE can also say a blood smear shows dacryocytes, which are teardrop-shaped cells. Okay, so massive splenomegaly plus dry tap, or massive splenomegaly plus dacryocytes, teardrop-shaped cells. Easy diagnosis for myelofibrosis, okay? But then rather than just choosing myelofibrosis as the answer, it's like, ooh, wow, like, do we know the molecular mechanism? This is actually not challenging. The answer is JAK2 mutation, but even if you're not aware of that, you can eliminate to get there if you know the others, which are higher yield. So 922 translocation, that's her Philadelphia chromosome, BCR-ABL, that's CML, chronic myelogenous leukemia. It's an oncogenic tyrosine kinase, treat with imatinib. Imatinib causes fluid retention or peripheral edema. CML, we'd see myelocytes, promyelocytes, metamyelocytes on a smear. We'd see low alkaline phosphatase or leukocyte alkaline phosphatase, so low leukocyte ALP for CML. 1114 translocation is mantle cell lymphoma. Literally nothing else you need to know for USMLE for that. Dead serious, okay? It's just 1114 mantle cell. All right. 1122 translocation. That's Ewing sarcoma. Okay, do not confuse that with 22q11 deletion, which is DeGeorge syndrome. 1122 translocation, Ewing sarcoma, pediatric bone tumor, small cells, small blue cells, onion skinning on histology. They can describe the kid as having bone pain and fever, where it sounds like osteomyelitis, but then they'll tell you that there's onion skinning, or they'll tell you that there's uptake on bone skin and then diaphysis or diaphysis, which is Ewing sarcoma. If there's uptake in the metaphysis or metaphysis, that's osteomyelitis. So just something to be aware of, okay? 1122 translocation, Ewing sarcoma. 1517 translocation, that's AML, acute myelogenous leukemia type M3, aka APL, acute promyelogenous. Sorry, acute promyelocytic leukemia. This is our classic scenario where we have a blood smear with our rods. Our rods are composed of myeloperoxidase, blue-green heme-containing pigment. If you treat with all-trans retinoic acid, vitamin A, you lyse the cells, and you can cause a DIC. Okay, that's high yield. JAK2 mutation. It's associated with myelofibrosis, essential thrombocytosis. Something else probably as well, but. Central thrombocytosis, myelofibrosis, and polycythemia vera. Yeah, that's JAK2. So you can eliminate to get there, all right? Even if you're not sure, even if you weren't aware of JAK2, you can eliminate to get there for this question, all right? So nothing dramatic, nothing crazy, but nevertheless, this is high yield for step one. This could have overlap with step two. Some just basic molecular genetics you need to be aware of in relation to heme onc. That's it.